Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. Arrahman Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Dairil maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful. Master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1444 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant, and messenger in the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Alice Vaughn In Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, Supreta Hadi. Ah, come on, y'all just saying, come on, get on through there so we can get to the hugs. I know you was. I love you too. As always, we open with these big hugs and love to you. I'm starting on this evening, okay? All right, now, I love you all, you know this. And thank you so kindly. I pray, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel my love to you. And I want to let you know I certainly feel your love to me. And I thank you so kindly. Ah, you go, hug. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, listen, y'all. Oh, we got some good stuff. Let me tell you. Okay, you know, tonight we are going to continue our contemplation, our study, our reflection, how we are viewing it and seeing, and our examination, our assessment of hadith. Alhamdulillah. You know, last week we took a look at tribulations, difficulties, hardships and things. So this is going to come right on into this evening. So in our doing so, let me tell you this. Okay, so we're going to do our assessment, contemplation and reflection of hadith. Oh, I got one for you. Well, I'm telling y'all, don't sign that. You just started to me for real. But listen, now listen here. Okay. It was a dream, even say a vision, because I could see myself in there talking about this information. And so I said, well, I'm going to see if it would be okay where I can, we'd be shrouded. And how many times can we be shrouded in a janazah? I want to find that out. You know, that's what comes from out of the dream and the vision, because I was sitting there actually talking to this information. And so that's what I woke up to. I said, well, okay, then I'm going to find out. So I want to, first of all, I was saying, well, I want to be shrouded more than once. And that led me to, I'm going to have to do some research on that. Maybe something that can be really rewarding with just the question of that information, you know, the question of inshallah, he knows best. But I just wanted to share with you all that that's what happened on this morning. Now, check this out. I goes to my email because I get my my hadith by way of email. And so, you know, I'm opening up because we're studying hadith, you know, here on Alice Vaughn In Focus Learning Lab. And remember your pen and your paper. Come on now, get your pen and paper. Okay, I know y'all do. So I'm saying, okay, I open up because, you know, I said, well, where am I started in the hadith? And honey, let me tell y'all, the first hadith that was up there, it was a hadith about burials. Isn't that something? That's just a blessing, like you can just, oh, there it is. Because, you know, I was saying to co-worker today and a dear friend, I said, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what we ask for right then and there. I mean, he gives it to us right then and there. That's every time, like right then and there, because he's already said, he said he give his servant what his servant asks for, he give his servant what his servant wants. And so that's the wonderful and great information and news from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he can give to us. And so I was saying that earlier today, you know, before my eyesight actually seen that it's all this was in the same networking of a blessing, you know. So I was just saying that. So here we go. I'm like, okay, so Allah, which hadith should I start on this evening? Now, remember, I had the dream this morning, so I had to connect the two together and it was so obvious once the hadith was the hadith of the day. It was the hadith of the day. What a connection. What a connection. I'm like, oh, Allah, you are so kind. Al-Afur, the most kind. And so you know I had to share that with you all. And, yes, you can just feel the excitement in me about it because I am excited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, he says, accept with good cheer. Accept your offerings with good cheer. With good cheer, happiness, excitement, invigoration, you know. It's like, yeah. You know, I think, you know, perhaps I may perhaps could be a cheerleader to some extent. Well, we changed the wardrobe, that was for sure. But you know, like that cheerleader, and you're just like, yeah, you know, like, yes, this is it. And Allah makes that connection like that. And when he makes that connection, that is the type of excitement that we receive in the connection. Because this is great information. We need to know and get in order our burial, our janazah. We must do this. And, you know, it's quite a bit to getting it done, but it's just a matter of going on with getting it done, you know. But there's a lot of elements that we're going to want in our janazah package, in our janazah package. So we're actually the ones that are preparing our janazah package, you know. I mean, from all the way down, because I'm going to tell you, I had a request, you know, I had said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that I wanted during my janazah, you know. I wanted something. I asked him about it, you know. But he gave me something even better than that, what I asked. He gave me something better than that. He said, well, how about this? How about being shrouded more than one time? I'm like, oh, my God, you are so kind. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Afur, the most kind. Oh, and he is. He is. And so I'm so excited because I'm definitely going to be researching that question. And okay, so I had to share that with everybody because it's going right into our first hadith of the night, because now, you know, we're going to do our study in contemplation of our readings here of the hadith, yes, and assessment, because it's great assessment what I just shared from the fact that I had that dream, that vision this morning. It's about this very information. Then Allah, he was so kind, he said, come on in, let me show you. Because one thing about, as we know now, I know we know it is season, believers, and you as new shahadas too. You don't understand it maybe quite, but you know it's something there that's like, it's certainly making you see that you want to continue on in learning about the faith. You know, it certainly is doing that. And Allah, and that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says he gives his servant what he asks for, and he gives his servant what he wants. My gracious, he tells us straight up. He be straight up. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a couple of surahs in the Quran too, you know. I say, well, Allah be telling us all too, because he is so kind. He is, oh, God. Oh, it's so merciful and so good, you know. But there is some, like, sometimes, and then, okay, like, you know, you have to give a warning. You have to give a warning now, because otherwise mankind will be just going on like he just got it going on his own. And he does not have it going on his own. He only gonna have it going on when he get with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, hey, right? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So don't that make you excited? Oh, my goodness, it does. We have to ask Allah, oh Allah, help me to contain myself in this information that you have given to me and blessed me to receive. And I was asking him, oh, yeah. And with the same, I was asking him about, because it's a surah. And I said, oh, Allah, it's the surah. The surah that mentions the hearer, the H-E-A-R-E-R, the hearer of information. So I'm like, okay, so Allah, what surah was that? It's something about the hearer of the information, you know. So I said, well, I wanted to get to it. But, of course, it has been an extremely busy day, and I know it has been for you as well. But I'm just sharing with you, you know, how Allah is blessing the blessings. It's not only for me, so I can't say blessing me like that, because the same blessing is being given to you as well in the manner and context that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to see, feel, hear, and understand it. So alhamdulillah, I tell you, for me, I'm just totally excited. So we're going to be continuing with the hadith, and we're going to also, of course, continue Al-Asma'ul Husna, the 99 known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we're going to be starting with number 40. I believe I'm trying to think here. Number, what was it, Jaleel, or let me see. Yeah, it was Al-Jaleel. And Al-Jaleel is the majestic. Hear me and put it together, the information that I've thus shared with you in the beginning of the program. Say, looking at majestic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jaleel, the majestic. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I know you all are just like excited to just feel with excitement and invigoration and inspiration. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're going to get it done. Isn't that right? Absolutely. No more putting it aside. We're going to get it done. Okay, so with that, you know it's time for us to take our first call for the calls. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to Alice Bond and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Deprita Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you, if you stay, please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah, okay? Hang on. I told you it's been a really busy day here, so let's see what we're going on.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Deprita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. And I hope you're making a note of that. So we look forward to seeing you and hearing you at the conference, inshallah. Okay, So you know I'm excited. You know, and I know you are as well. I know you are. So we're going to go on and get started right here with the hotties of the night, of the day. It just happened to be hotties of the day. Where are we right here, Diamond? Right here. Oh, don't start none with me. Oh, you don't start none with me. You know you don't start none. Won't be that big. Okay, here we go. Hotties of the day. And you remember I told you, I go to thehadithoftheday.com. Thehadithoftheday.com. And you will be able to see these hadiths yourself and put them in maybe a folder for yourself. And you can always go back anytime you want and refresh that hadith, you know, because you have it right there at your desktop or your laptop, either way that you know, you're working things, you know. So trust me, I know somebody works everything from a telephone, you know, these handset telephones. You know what we're using. Talking about I'm doing, I said, girl, no. Okay, well, here we go. Here we go. Today's beautiful hadith is about burials. And please remember the information that has been given beforehand of my reading this hadith. And connect it. Make the connection there. Ah, I'm so excited. Okay. Yahya, may Allah be pleased with him, related to me from Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that Yahya ibn Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, that he had heard that when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, was ill, he asked Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, how many shrouds did the messenger of Allah, may the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him, have? Did you connect that information? I am totally excited, and I know you are. You're like, oh, my goodness, Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I say to people, you know, we have to share because people need to know there are still miracles today that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Miracles, everybody. Like right there, let me tell you something. And I'm just being facetious when I say this, okay? Okay, the knocking the door. You remember when they knock on the door and then they got all this for you. And you'd be like, oh my goodness, where did I get this all from? Alhamdulillah, thank you, okay? Oh, Allah. Like that miracle is what I'm talking about. So when this came about this morning at the Fajr, and I'm like, oh, Allah. And then when I get up here and all of this connecting this together, like, I tell you, Allah, he is Al-Mutadir, the all-powerful. Listen up. Everybody, I know you got your pens and paper, and I know you're writing. And I know you're going to go back and take a listen because it's on. You know it's on. So we ain't going to even play with that one, okay? So in the excitement in reading this hadith, here it is now. He says what? When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, was ill, he asked Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, how many shrouds did the messenger of Allah, highly glorified be, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, have? And she replied, three pure white cotton garments. Abu Bakr said, take this garment, and it was a garment he was wearing on which red clay or saffron had fallen. And he said to her, wash it. Then shroud me in it with two other garments. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, why is that?
And Abu Bakr replied, the living have greater need of the new than the dead. This is only for the body fluids that come out as the body decays. Alhamdulillah, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so dear and so kind and so loving. Al-Wadud, the all-loving. And to take us and speak to us, putting in us, it has to take us right to our father Adam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the names of things. And so right now, when we are receiving this information through the hadith, this is information that we, in our own concern for ourselves, living and, you know, dead upon this earth, you know, we have the responsibility of this. We have the responsibility. So when we do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because, you know, we'd be like, okay, so how do I do it? Allah, then that's when we get really smart about it and say, oh, Allah, help me, tell me. And being listening at this now, when we ask him to tell us, we want to be able to hear it. We want to be able to hear it. And oh, my goodness, and see it. You want to feel it. It's right there. You know, it's right there. It's right there. You know what I'm talking about. Especially seasoned Muslims. Because our babies, our new shahadas, you know we love y'all. Don't start nothing. You know we love you. And we got to take care of you. So that's why we say our new shahadas. Because we got to be gentle with you. And we got to make sure we relay that information where you can hear it, see it, feel it, and understand it. And you must have your intellectual capacities in order to do that, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us. So we like, oh my goodness, it has to excite you. You know, when you go with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he says in the Quran, with good cheer, cheer means happiness, excitement, inspirational. Ah, it gives you that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relays this information like this, we are responsible to give it in the simplest way that everyone will be able to understand. Those that are learned, of course, you know, they'll understand it, but those that are unlearned, yeah, they'll be able to understand it as well. So I am just Allah, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, because I only just very recently, I made that connection until I come in here and saw the hadith, wow. I said, oh Allah, so many questions. What I say earlier, I was going to do research on it. The research is in the Quran. The research is in the Islamic information, in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. That's where to do your research. You know, and I mean, it's so simple, it's so easy to do, because every day we read Quran, and I'm pretty sure every day we read Hadith. I'm pretty sure somewhere we just reciting one that we know we're still reading Hadith. We're making use of that information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to us when we say, okay, oh Allah, how, what to do, how am I going to do it? And he said, here, you know. So, alhamdulillah, that was the answer to the question that came to the dream and the vision this morning, and it was at the Fajr. It was this morning at the Fajr. And, well, here we are before I even close my eyes, and inshallah, all of us get a good night rest and have a blessed rising, we got to answer. Because didn't I not say earlier, I said, well, when I woke up from the dream and I recognized in the vision, I remember first I wanted to remember seeing me there and what was going on in the dream. So this is what was going on. So when I woke up, I said, well, you know, I would want to be shrouded more than one. And I said, well, I'm going to have to do some research to see if, you know, if that can be done, has, you know, even possibly it, you know, well, we see that it has been done now through the Hadith. Well, I hadn't read this Hadith. I didn't know anything about this Hadith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to be able to come here and read the Hadith for the program this evening. And here it is. This beautiful Hadith is about burials. And it goes on in there and relays the information in terms of being shrouded more than one time. Isn't it just wonderful? Isn't it just wonderful? I'm just totally excited. And this is related by Muwatta Malik, Book 16, Hadith 528. And the life information of this, that life, we know we only have just a certain amount of time. You know, because actually, we really do have to look at it like, you know, we're just passing through. We're really just, and it's okay. It's okay that we're just, because trust me, I know some situations may come up in your life. You'd be like, oh, I can't hurry up. I can't get fast enough to get away from it or out of it. But the whole thing is that, okay, I quit. I'm not going to put that in there. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, but we are passing through life. And we certainly, of the life experiences that we have an opportunity to indulge by the grace of our Creator, Al-Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khaliq, the Creator. So by his giving us that opportunity to pass through, our still attention is to him. Even though we are aware that it's temporary, we still keep all of our attention to our Lord in our recognition of the fact. But yeah, you know, inshallah, we'll see each other where we're going, inshallah. And we're certainly praying to go to Allah's paradise, back to him, where he is pleased with us. And we certainly want the same for those in whom we're speaking to. We want the same for them. And Allah, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Abameen, is Al-Qadir, Mutadir, the all-powerful. So whatever he says, you know, and we certainly pray for the best and do the best good deeds that we can, because he has even shared that information with us, that when we do good deeds, you know, it helps us get to him, to his paradise. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Back to the paradise. That's where, that's really good. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, inshallah. I am looking forward to it on my own. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bless all of us, because I know we all are praying the same, that he blesses us, that he is pleased with us and allow us in. That's why we're doing what? we are learning the Al-Asma ul-Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're learning them because this is learning our Lord, being able to see, feel, hear, understand, and make the best use of our intellect with the information that he has given to us, and it is dynamic. It is dynamic. So, alhamdulillah, we know we're passing through, knowing that information, we are preparing. So when we get on through here, and it's a lot more easier than what it was here, yes. Yes, and a lot more smoother, and you can see even a little bit clearer because you don't have a whole lot of, you know, the stuff. As one imam said, woopla, you know. I want to say tribulation, trials up in there with all of that. You don't have that. You've been passed on through this. You say, alhamdulillah, thank you so kindly, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for blessing me to get through it. And look around, and it's so beautiful and peaceful. And you be like, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love you so much. We love you so much. We love you so much. If we said it, all I can say, y'all, because we can't even put a number on how much we love Allah. So I just be saying, oh Allah, with every breath, anything and everything that you've given to me, that's how much I love you. And to try to just stretch my arms out just to say, oh, how much I already know. I cannot contain him. My arms cannot contain him. But I want to give him that much, all I can give, all every stretch that I can give in loving my Lord. And excuse me, in loving our Lord. He's not just my Lord, creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. So he's not just mine. So, but in my own, and I'm sure in your own individual selves, you're saying, oh, I want to give him this, everything I can give. And we already know he needs nothing from us. But you know what? So he needs nothing from us. Look how he is. He is God. Al-Rashid, the appreciative. Our Lord appreciates us. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just so loving and so kind? Is Al-Wadu, the all-loving, and Al-Afur, the most kind? Right there. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I could just go more on this. So also, we want to take a look at this. We really do. This is a dynamic, and I know we've had dynamic programs coming up in the past and all this great information that Allah sent about our lives given to us. But look at here. We got to take a note of this one this evening, darlings, for real. For real, we got to take a note of this because we got to make the connection. Because for us that are, as they say, closer, we never know. Allah has power of all things, so we don't really know who's going to go before who. Because I've seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he has called those younger than myself before he's called me. But in any case, we all would have been working on and have put it in writing, everything that we want done, because this is very important. This is very important. We're not going to be there to tell somebody, all right, you know, you don't rub me too hard, or you didn't give me my wash like you're supposed to. We're not going to be able there to be there and do that. And I'm going to tell you something else is going to put on our mind, and it put on my mind for sure. I'm going to certainly check into that we have, and I'm pretty sure we do, because I've seen the work, but I just want to make sure that it's easily accessible to get into the Janaza crew and making sure that it is put in the in the Janaza plan. It has to be put in there, everybody. It has to be, because you want your body to be taken care of and handled the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, take care of and handle. Because he already said, for the believer, the angels come and gently lift from their body. Oh, that right there is just like, oh my goodness, I'm just, oh Allah, you're so good to us and you're so kind to us. It's just right there. I mean, because you can feel it. I know you're feeling it. I know you're feeling it because I'm feeling it too when that time comes. But you have to prepare for that time. Can't just something, well, I won't and I'm wishing and maybe and my tail. And you must prepare. We must prepare ourselves for that time, okay? And you know, it's much more that we can go on and say in reference to the Janaza and reference to information that we need to check ourselves and make sure that we're in line with it in terms of having it in writing. And we want to make sure that we have the ones that are going to be responsible to carry that out. We want to make sure that they're in place as well. So, hey, and we're going to talk more. We're going to talk more, inshallah, on the Janaza and preparing ourselves for the life to come. We're going to talk more, but yeah, you know, you have it where it be said, you want to bring it up and you want to talk about it. Oh, no, don't talk about that. Yes, you have to talk about it. It's a reality. It's a reality. Okay, so with that, we're going to go on, everybody. I love you dearly. We're going to go on and stop right there and prepare ourselves here for our PSA for this evening. You are listening to Alan Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Preeta Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, inshallah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm going to do this.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Alhamdulillah. I heard you, baby doll. She said, and be there. Assalamu alaikum. That's an exciting upbeat. You know, okay, I'm not gonna. One thing is okay. Okay, now, come on, my listeners out there at am360.org, come on now. I know y'all write with me. I know you got your pens and your paper. And something, you got some great information, but I know you're looking at it. So just in case you have a commentary on it, you know, something you want to share with us about it, hey, you know you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. That way, you know, I'll know that you have something that you want to share with us, and we'll certainly look forward to doing that, inshallah. Okay, we also want to encourage our listeners and tell those of your friends and families and everything to connect with us 24 live at podcast programming. You know, I have a dear friend, and they always say, well, I'm going to check the podcast. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's cool, because I'm glad that the podcast is being utilized, you know. But, you know, we're here live and every Saturday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Okay, so we definitely want to invite you to our podcast programming at 701-719-4197. And check out our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Jura Conference at cwsc.us. You know, I'm just so excited. You know, everybody, I'm just excited. Allah is so good and so kind. I can't say it enough. I just can't. You know, and so when you go here to the website, everybody, and that's cwsc.us, us, so keep us in mind, you're going to learn a lot of information. We've been talking about information tonight. Information is the key to life. Information is the key to living. You know I'm excited. I know you are as well. So check us out at that website. It's a lot of great information there in terms of CWSC, Community-Wide Share Conference. Give us a like on Facebook and leave us a listener comment or question at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose, so can you. And we certainly look forward to hearing from you. I love you so much. Okay. So as we were saying earlier, making that connection. Now, we're going to go on. I'm going to go over here to, we're going to get on into some the importance of learning Al-Asma Ul-Husna so that we'll be able to do a few more. But now check this out. Make the connection all the way from the Fajr now. Stay with me. From the Fajr up until now. And you know we've had a sequence of events that have taken place from the Fajr up to now. It's been shared. Check this out. I said, well, okay, Al-Asma Ul-Husna. I said, when we go on a program tonight, and I see where we're starting at because I make a note of it, you know, from the week before to where we're starting. So I didn't necessarily know where we were starting until I actually come in. So I get in, and I checked it out a little earlier, you know. And we're starting with number 41, Al-Asma Ul-Husna. And, you know, it's the 99 beautiful known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a glorified team. So we're starting tonight with Al-Jalil. Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Jalil. That's capital A-L, capital J-A-L-E-E-L. That's capital A-L. If you remember that the dash goes in there, okay? Capital J-A-L-E-E-L. Al-Jalil. Attribute number 41. Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Jalil. Check this out. The majestic. The majestic. Okay. So, let's, okay. Splendid, royal, certainly impressive. Alhamdulillah. Oh, check this out. Magnificent. But we know that Al-Azim, I believe Al-Azim is the, Allah is so good to me. He's so good to all of us. Al-Azim is Allah, highly glorified is he, the magnificent. Check it out. Al-Jalil, the majestic. Ah, that's what we're starting with tonight, but in the majestic, is magnificent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highly glorified that he has let us know that Al-Azim is the magnificent. See how I am so excited. And just hearing your ears hearing, and remember, I think that was Surah Allah, the Most High. I believe it's in that surah about the hearer. But I didn't have enough time. I'm going to do a bit more research on that. But I was considering to read that surah this evening. But I do know I like to have the full time that it takes. And inshallah, what we'll do in this next week. That's what we'll do. Inshallah. Inshallah. But for tonight, make that connection from this morning at Fajr, the information that's been given to you, but taking place at Fajr, and come all the way up to this evening, all of that information. And now, look at the Al-Asma'ul Husna. Look at it. We're starting out with Al-Jalil. Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Jalil, the majestic. Okay. Oh, it's just so wonderful, so much good stuff going on up here. But now, okay. Okay, we're going to go right here. Okay, we're going to start here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jalil, the majestic. Al-Jalil is worthy of bidding and forbidding. Besides him, every great person is not great at all. And every gigantic thing is dwarfed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Jalil, grants glory to those who approach him and humiliation to those whom he dismisses. Present. Now, you know what? You know we don't want to be dismissed. Oh, come on now, y'all. Come on. Whatever we do, and we pray a lot, we do all the good that we can do. But of all the things we do, we certainly pray Allah that he will have enough mercy on us that he would not dismiss us. You know what I was saying earlier? That there are some surahs in the Quran, you know, that I say, when you read the surah, and you'll see what I mean when you read those surahs. And I said, Allah telling us off up in here. He telling us off as mankind, you know, but he's being so cool and so kind and about it. And you know what? When I say all cool and everything, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to his servant, say, tell my servant I am as he expects me to be. And tell my servant I am as he thinks I am. And then he goes on to say in that particular, I believe it's that particular hadith, where it says that when my servant draw near to me, you know, and he gets closer to his servant. So that type of a thinking. So when Allah highly glorified to see Al-Jalil, grants glory to those who approach him. He gives glory to those who approach him. Now, you know, ain't no way that we want to be approaching to our Lord. And he say, you, get out of here. You know, no, get, move. No, you can't stay up in here. Oh, my God. You be like, oh, my God. Oh, Allah, please have mercy and forgiveness on me. What did I do? What can I do? Please help me. You know. But the thing of it is, we never want to be dismissed from our Lord's presence. So in that, Al-Jalil is absolute, is Allah, the absolute, Al-Jalil, the majestic. Check it out, you know. And this particular attribute, Al-Kabir, describes the perfection of the self, whereas Al-Jalil describes the perfection. Ha! Check that out now. Check it out. We learning about the qualities of our Lord, highly glorified is he, through his Al-Asma ul-Husna, the 99 known, because he's way beyond ours, but the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we connect all of the information to everything or every event that we have in our life. Every event that come up, information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us, and especially in reference to whatever situation or circumstance we may be dealing with. And stay to that, hold to the truth of the matter. And we know Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Haq, the all truthful, the most truthful. So we want to stay to it. See, because when we stay to it, there's going to be a connection of everyday events that take place with us. There's going to be a connection bringing us closer to understanding. Okay, hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding. Have that intellectual capacity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives us the hearing, feeling, the understanding, the seeing, the insight of seeing it. So we know we're going to come out with the right answer. We're going to know the right move to make. You know, even then, like you take us to the story of the prophet Moses, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and when Allah spent a while, Allah called him to prophethood and told him what he's going to do. And he said, there's a concern, a great concern, you know, because they all that up in there where they living. And it's a great concern if I show my face up in there again, they already after me. She's so like, it would be just not being facetious, everybody. We'd be like, Allah, you sure you want me to do it? So that's staying with the revelation and the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, taking us back again. Remember when he told our father Adam to give him the names of the things and told him to say the names of the things. He didn't know it before then. But because he was sincere in his love for our Lord, for the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. But his love, he was like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it a lot because I know I could ask you for your help and you're going to give it to me. And I know there's no help greater than your help, Allah. So I'm like excited. They're like, yeah, let's go. Let's go, y'all. I know the sea is out there, but we moving forward. How about that? We moving forward. We ain't got time for none of the whoopla and all of that stuff. We moving forward. You know, like that, and I would like to make analogies of different things, like that movie was Malcolm X was in, and when all of the brother, he had said his word, what he had to say, and then he was standing there as captain of all these persons behind him, and he makes this gesture, like moving straight forward. He makes this gesture with his hand, like he ain't said a word. He just said, "Hey." So that's what we're doing. We're moving forward. We're moving forward like that. We're moving forward like when Prophet Moses, Peace and blessings of God be upon him, and was facing the sea. He said, "Hey, this is what's going down right now, today." And it was no doubt at all. And that's what we have to be. And remember, and living that way, what it say in the in the hadith that we was reading this thing about, you have to be, you have to prepare. You have to be prepared. You have to prepare. You have, if this is what you say you're going to do, if this is what you say you're going to believe. Now, hear me, babies, and I'm talking to all of us in general, but in particular to the new Shahada. To the new one that's just coming in, getting hold of this information right now. See, when I was a new Shahada, this information wasn't right here ready for me. I had to come. I've been here for some time now, at least 60 years. Oh, excuse me, 70 years and some. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah. So it's the real deal. To the new Shahadas, it's the real deal. If you're going to get on this ship, if you're going to take this path, if you're going to move forward believing in you, you moving forward to a continuation of your life, then, hey, you got to prepare for it. And when it face you of whatever obstacle, that it may be, if it's the sea, it looks like the sea, and you're like, "Lord, have mercy, I can't swim a lick. And this is the only way that you got for me to go." And you'd be like, "Okay, I'm doing this because I believe like that. I believe in my Lord, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And our meat, the sustainer of it all." And you'd be like, you think about that gesture that Malcolm X made, and you'd be like, boldly moving forward, moving forward. And when you step into the hereafter, you'll recognize it, because you've already set it up on your way. So you'll recognize, okay, y'all, you know I love you dearly. We're going to get into a little bit more of this, inshallah, next week, okay? So let me just put right here so I'll know where we stopped at, because we do need to stop right now. We may have some callers on the line. I'm going to check it out and see. Let me just put this right here. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Going to make a note right here and make sure that we get back. But I'm going to have to get there to the board. You know, I love you dearly. If we have some callers, you know, I didn't mean to take a long time. You know I didn't. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So, inshallah, we're going to continue with this discussion next week. Now, let me go ahead to my board because you know, if you have any questions or comments you want to make, I'm going to open up the mic for you. No questions or comments. Don't y'all start nothing. You know we're getting out of here at 8:30. Now, don't start a thing with me, okay? Because you know I love you dearly. So we're getting out of here. So. Okay, alhamdulillah, we do have a caller. Let me just open up their mic. I'm not going to say who he is. Well, welcome. And assalamu alaikum to you, my dear brother, Mike Saeed.
Alaikum assalam to you, the priest of Hadi, and to your very distinguished, esteemed AM360 listener. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. As always, I like to say, alhamdulillah, that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah, first and foremost, always. And just want to call in as I'm listening in. To commend you on an excellent learning lab. You're really just drilling home the importance of the 99 known attributes of Almighty God, Allah. You know, whenever I hear you teaching about the 99 known attributes of Allah, the in-depthness of the information, it brings us to have a closer love for Allah, to know that Allah possesses these qualities in the manner and the depthness of the qualities itself, as you talk about Al-Jalil. You know, I have a son that's named Al-Jalal. You know, in the Arabic language, there's always connections in the language itself, but when we use Al, we have sun letters, we have moon letters, and all, and there's always connections to give us is the majesty. You know, sometimes we look at in terms of human qualities, and sometimes we can be really, really impressed with human qualities. But oftentimes we look at the person, but we should look at Allah. As you say, Allah is alcoholic. Alcoholic is that Allah is the creator. He's the creator. Now, he has given a human being to ability to be able to be creative, but he can only be creative in Allah's natural creation. And it is Allah's natural creation that inspires his creative ability that Allah gave to him. Even with his imagination, that is the creative part of mind. But he has to have, the human being has to have something of Allah's natural creation to be creative with. But it is Allah, you understand, that is the creator. And he's also Al-Fatir, that he is the originator. So the difference here is simply that Allah can bring into existence something for the first time that never have been in existence before. And Allah tells us that in the Quran, kun fayakun, you know, be and it is. And this is very interesting because it is only the power of the will of Allah to bring into existence what he pleases. But Allah has given the human being a will too, but it is a limited will, a limited free will. And we should be thankful and grateful to Allah because this is one of the things, qualities that distinguish the human being from the rest of creation. The rest of creation does not have a free will. And those things that man oftentimes marvel after, if we look at powerful things in the creation, and down through the ages of human history, many men have set to worship these things, such as the sun, the moons, and the stars that's in the heavenly bodies and all. But it was Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, that began to look with a rational observation, but come to the rational conclusion as he saw these powerful lights in the sky, they would come to their fruition, and then they would settle. And he came to the conclusion that none of these was his Lord, and that he came to the conclusion that he would worship the one that had created all of this. That's how he came to Tawheed in that regard. So we thank Allah for even our creation as human beings and what he has given to us uniquely that distinguishes us from the rest of creation. And so we shouldn't take that for granted. We say, Alhamdulillah, that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah, Rabbi Alameen, that Allah is the nourisher. He is the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all the systems of knowledge, you understand, that he has created and have given us the ability to be able to obtain that. So, and to be able to use a creative part of our mind. But we can't bring into existence what it is that we want. Only Allah is able to do that with the power of his will. I could say more, but I think I said enough. But I just want to commend you. As always, it's one of my favorite programs here on AM 360 Radio. And Allah has blessed you to do an outstanding job in teaching this, not only for the new Shahadas, but to use your phrase in terms of the seasoned Muslim, the seasoned believers, is also a good pressure course for them. So may Allah continue to bless you and us as we increase us in knowledge and wisdom and understanding of his word, his will, and his way, that we could be better servants by performing the work that would be pleasing to Allah and his cause. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, brother Mark Shaheed. And of course, everyone, you know that is our dear brother Mark Shaheed of the Parenting and Reconstruction Learning Lab and the Marriage, Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab right there on IWDM Radio. You got to check him out. Phenomenal information, and it's what it's all about. So we want to thank you so kindly, Brother Mark, and keep up the great work that you're doing as well. And don't nobody say nothing, because I know we all are doing great work. Don't start with me. Just don't let me say what I want to say and know that you're included. All right, we love you so dearly, my love. Thank you so kindly.
And thank you. I love you, too. And keep up the great work, the priest Ali, the Haji. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Y'all know I'm loving this, don't you? Okay, 773-449. You know I'm loving it. State your name, where you're calling from, and welcome to Alice Ryman Focus Learning Lab.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Deprita, Sister Amir Muhammad from Chicago.
Well,
I just love that about you. You stick and stay, and you don't go away, and you're committed to what you believe in, and you're committed to us really grasping what you share with us. And when you speak about the 99 attributes of Allah, we have to say to ourselves, how can we, as God's creation in our character, become in our God nature like the attributes of Allah? So I just appreciate you just being so committed to your conviction in what you believe in and what Allah has blessed you to learn and to share with us, help us grow and get the light of understanding in what you share with us. So thank you so much, Sister Deprita. May Allah continue to bless you.
Alhamdulillah. And the same to you, my dear Sister Mira, for the great work you do there in Chicago with Muslim Women in Action Organization and other organizations that you are giving your expertise in. We do appreciate you so kindly. It's just a reflection of what we talk about all the time, that information. And we thank you for being able to receive that information. You know, and I know, like, good cheer. I can't say that enough. In life, we need the good cheer that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, has given to us as humankind and as his servants in particular, generally humankind and in particular to his servants. Because he wants us to be happy in sharing what he done gave to us. He wants us to be happy in receiving what he gives to us. And that's what we are. And we appreciate you so kind. Thank you so much, my love. May Allah continue to bless you. Yes, ma'am. May Allah continue to bless you in your works, my love.
Thank you for that.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you all are so sweet. But then, now, this next person, hold on, because you know it got to acting up when I got ready to open you up, right? Open your mic up, alhamdulillah. This is 404-290, and I'm almost sure this is my dear, and you know, the host here on Tuesday morning, right here at AM 360 for 3 hours, y'all, that she has you, I'm telling you, right off in it. Okay, alhamdulillah. Is this Dr. Baiza? Muhammad,
yes, alaikum
as-salam. Welcome.
Wa alaikum as-salam. My beloved Sister Preeta and all the beloved listeners, let me definitely extend the wonderful greetings of peace. I am very thankful listening to you and your consistency. I have to agree with the callers that just spoke, and I know them both, and I thank Allah for their, like you said, their brilliance and their work. And I agree, you know, you're consistent and you bring the real basics, certainly a reminder for those who've been around a while and a great introduction for those who are coming new to preparing themselves for a different world we're going to see. We're going to see a different world. And I just want to go back to where you really opened up when you talked about a vision. And you talked about, you know, right, that this is in your mind. This is a dream you're thinking. This is a dream or a vision. And it's in your mind. And then what you did was you went to the brain, which is contained, but the mind is not. Because the mind went out to reach out to the Creator to give you this wonderment, questioning. That then would allow you to go to this magnificent brain to pull up the great information that we would then think is wisdom or intellect or knowledge. We're always wanting it to be that and not to pull up information that have us ignore the answer you're looking for, the ignorance, the highest degree of ignoring what you're getting back from the Creator, that questioning, that's good. So I guess, you know, hearing, I kind of wonder, because all you're talking, all through everything you say, I honestly wonder if people realize their real connection with the Creator. That's where you go for everything good. That's where you go for, we go for everything good. And when we go for something other than good, it is beneath the ability for the mind to go out and pull dreams and visions and images that nobody else can see but the dreamer and the visionary.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. I think the new generation is going to get this. They're going to see the Creator in them. And they're going to be looking for the lessons and the principles of life, and they'll go back to the Hadith, and they will listen, and they'll be able to draw from your wonderful, really very basic and very connective teachings.
I'm thankful.
And I appreciate it. You know, and I feel love. There's a love for humanity. You cannot not love humanity because were created by a creator of love. So I thank you. Alhamdulillah, I appreciate you so very much and for what you're doing. And I know I see you on the board when I'm there. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Look, baby, you got to support the good whenever it's coming. You know it's there. You gotta do it. You can't just sit there and hold on to truth and say, oh, well, my ears hear it, but I ain't gonna tell nobody else I heard it or share it with nobody else what they can go and hear. No, I'm just going to hear it for myself. And that's it. That is so hoarding. That's hoarding. We don't want to fall into that. That's another program. But I certainly do appreciate you, Dr. Baez, and all of the information and how you carry in your presentations as well on Healing and Harmony for Humankind every Tuesday morning here on AM 360. And I say, you know, get ready. Sit down with your coffee, you know, and get your pen and your paper, and you just you take it and you digest it, and you know, you examine it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, everything that comes to you, you know, take a look into it, because there's information in that information that he has for you to get out. So, alhamdulillah, we appreciate
Thank you for that announcement. And I do want the listeners to know, I am going to have a very special guest on Tuesday, and you don't want to miss that, because it will certainly either bring forth people who are doing the same things in terms of modeling health, you know, health and healing from every level, you know, and what, you know, how many people are already doing it, and how many can also take template and move it forward. So it's going to be very exciting. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it. Love you all. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Love you. And thank you so kindly, Dr. Baez, and continue up your great work as well. We just love that Allah is so kind to us, so generous, Al-Kareem, you know. And alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum to you, my love. Okay, I love you all so much. You're such dears, you know. Okay, I know what I was going to say, too. You know what? I mentioned Brother Mark Shaheed. We certainly do appreciate you kindly, and like I said, for the work that you do at IWDM Radio, and I failed to let the listeners know that those programs, the courtship and marriage learning lab, it's on, I believe, every Wednesday. Get me wrong now. You know I got both of your programs. I know they're on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Okay, here we go. Okay, my apologies.
Yes, ma'am. The Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is on each and every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And then it's followed by the MGM Roundtable that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And then on Thursday, the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. That's each and every Thursday. And thank you so much. And I want to just send a special salam to my dear sister, Dr. Baeza Muhammad, and inshallah, I'll be able to get the time back in my schedule to tune in to her outstanding production on healing for humankind. It's a most gratifying production, because I think that the information education is what helps the stimulation in terms of the growth and development of humanity that we all need, and for the progression of humanity at large. So thank you, Dr. Baeza Muhammad and the priest of Hadi. You're doing an outstanding job, and this is how we serve Allah. We can only serve Allah through serving humanity. Allah is independent, everything and everybody. Thank you so much, the priest, for giving me the opportunity to make that announcement. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, Brother Mark Shaheed. I'm excited, everybody. I'm so excited. I tell you, Allah is so good to us and so kind. He's got me excited. Now, look, what we're going to do, we're going to go for our last PSA here, okay? And then we're going to get ready to close out here. You know, you're listening to Alice London Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360. The number one listening radio, Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Yes, that'll make you get right in there. Alhamdulillah. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our last pause for our calls. We got some very important public service announcements coming up here. So go away. You can stay. We'll be right back, inshallah. Okay, here we go.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
And so, yeah, that's what I want to make sure I get in this evening. I want to get everybody back here, excuse me, in the morning, starting Sunday mornings, starting at 10 o'clock is our dear study al-Islam with our dear sister Fitra Muhammad and her guests. And they talk about a lot of great information on there. It's a lot of financial information is being given too. And I know if we're all right now, we need some good information about how to increase our finances and how to take a look at them and manage them better. You know, so check us out. Check Fitra Muhammad out here on AM 360 starting Sunday morning at 10 o'clock AM Eastern time to 11 o'clock AM Eastern time. Then right after that, we're going to have, if you just heard, the brother Imam Omar Sharif, I believe, Shakir, Omar Shakir, okay, and he's going to be doing the this is a new program. Hold on. Just be patient. Now, you know we can't remember everything now. Don't even start because you know we can't remember everything. But I know I took a note of it right here. The basic of al-Islam, and that would be every first Sunday, which this coming Sunday is going to be the first Sunday. That's tomorrow. It's going to be the first Sunday tomorrow, starting at 12 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. That'll be Eastern time. Right here on AM 360. Now check this out. After that program, which comes from 12 to 1:30 p.m., we got from 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m. the reading of a good book. And you all know Rabia Jackson. She'll be hosting that program, and she talks. She'll be reading different books and giving a lot of great information on that program as well. And that'll be at 1:30 to 3 o'clock, the reading of a good book. Then, we got from 3 o'clock, and she'll be in from 1:30 to 3. Then at 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we have in the town hall is coming up. Straight to the point, the National Town Hall, 50-year human planning, and that'll be from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Then check this out. From 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, you're going to have Imam Kareem Hameen, and I believe Imam Michael Hameen is with him on there, I'm thinking. And he's going to be doing contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So on this particular first Sunday, it's just jam-packed. So please join us starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time right here on AM 360 for all of these wonderful programs that's going to be airing. Okay, with that, let me see, what is it else? What's something else I had to say? Let me see, I can't think of. Okay, so we want to make sure we're here in the morning, inshallah. Okay, with that, we're going to get ready to get out of here, y'all. You know, we done just took up the time, but that's okay. I've enjoyed us so much this evening. If there's anything you think I missed and needed to say to you, and you think of it, and you want to push one and let me know before we get ready to get out of here, you can do that. Excuse me. Other than that, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to be remembering those who are homeless. Oh, my dear God. And you know right now it's a very critical time. It is in the winter time, and you know, oh, my goodness. But being homeless is no picnic, whether it's in the summertime or in the wintertime. You got a bit more intenseness, I would think, though, in the wintertime because it is cold and you do need shelter from the elements. And so we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will suffice those that are homeless and those that are hunger and in need of food, clothing, and shelter. Oh, Allah, we pray. Bless them that they can bring their families together and make them whole. Inshallah, suffice them that they will eventually get in their own homes and not have to be homeless. Inshallah. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those that are ill. And listen at me, everybody. Whatever illness, you know, that has been told to you about a practicing physician, you know, take a look at it, please. Don't just go and take it, accept that. Check it out. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do in the Quran. When information come to us, he says, investigate that information. Don't just accept that information. Take a look into it. But if by way that you are experiencing some illness and it's got you jammed up right now, you may be taking a lot of medications. You may be doing the chemotherapies. You may take a look at it and serve your Lord and asking him about it. See, because he is Al-Mutadir, the all-powerful, and he can heal that. That's just something that you done caused to happen. It wasn't none that he made in you. So take a look at the information. When they say, the practicing physicians, they tell you, say, well, you got this and you got that, and we want you to do this. All I'm saying to you, take a look at it. If you really, really want to get healed from whatever you're dealing with, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you take it to him and that he gives you a speedy recovery from that situation or that illness that you have accepted in the thinking of your life. May he heal you from the thinking of it, put you in the right direction of thinking, and you ask him. And when you ask him, be sincere. Ask him knowing that he has the power to heal that. Don't just ask him because, well, somebody say ask him. Well, I'm going to ask him. You got to ask in conviction of yourself and your feeling and your thinking, your seeing, your hearing, your feeling and your understanding and your intellectual capacity to utilize those beautiful attributes that he's given to you, and you look into that information, and you remember that he is Al-Jalil, the majestic. He already said what that was. That means he can do it all, anything. So don't underestimate him in any case or any cause. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a speedy recovery from their illness. And we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those that he has called back to them, has already made their transition, and many of them is our loved ones, our dear ones, our friends. We're going to miss them because they're not right here, so we can sit down and say we're going to sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about this. But we will remember them in those times that we did share with them. But we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has returned them to him. We pray that his mercy be upon them and us all as we come to him, and that he grant us forgiveness and his paradise. And we pray that those of us that he has left here to continue the work of our Lord, as the prophet Esau, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his mother, that he said, he asked the question, he says, who will be my helpers in the work of our Lord? And so we all raised our hand and said, we will be of the helpers. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us all as helpers, that he give us the peace and the patience to deal with the fact that he has moved our loved ones and our dear ones and our friends to him before he has gotten to us. So to that, we say, Ameen, 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 Ameen. Alhamdulillah. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have a fantastic upcoming week and a special Jumu'ah Mubarak, inshallah. And so with that, we're going to get these big old hugs and love. Oh, come on, get the big hugs and love. And we're going to look forward to being back here, inshallah, next week, starting right here on AM 360 at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I know we say 7 to 9 because sometimes we go a little bit older, but you know we try to keep it right at 8:30 if we can. You know me, I'm always saying we can always have that extra hour to prepare ourselves for going to sleep, you know. So with that, we're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And I'm going to leave us with this particular PSA, and I look forward to seeing us all back here, inshallah, the coming week. Inshallah. With that, hugs and love. Come on, don't start nothing. You know I'm not going to forget to give you your hugs and love. Now, so I can hear you calling me on the phone now. Well, you didn't tell us hugs and love. But you know, if I don't tell you, I mean it anyway, but I try to remember to tell you. Big old hugs. We came in with them. We're going to go out with them to get us a good night rest. And remember to say, oh, Allah, hold me. So when we doing all this hugging and loving, just know that those are the arms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and feel him holding us and loving us, because he is who? He is Al-Wadu, the all-loving. So let him love us, honey. Let him love us. So with that, hugs and love, and we say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.